Welcome to the Wednesday Conversation. I'm Mike Kresnick, and I'm here with Pastor Bob Thune and Pastor Dusty White of Cormdale Church. Every Wednesday, we sit down to talk about how the gospel of Jesus Christ connects to the questions and issues of everyday life. The goal of this podcast is to equip our own church for discipleship and mission. So if you're a Christian or a church leader in another context, we invite you to listen in. And we pray that the things that we're talking about might also be helpful to you as you minister in your own context. Today, we're talking about practicing community. Guys, we can talk about this broad topic from many different angles. So which one are we going to tackle today?
We want to talk specifically, Mike, about making decisions in community. So guys, let's talk first about the sort of classic American way of making decisions, which is, so I'm trying to figure out a job I should take, whether I should move to a new city, who I should marry, maybe even something simple like should I buy this car or should I invest my money in this particular investment or whatever. And the classic way of doing that is what?
Well, I think the classic way of doing that is I, as an individual, have a filter between I get to make these decisions by myself, and then there's another category where I might actually ask for some counsel on these decisions. But everybody has in their own mind what falls into what camp, right? And so I remember actually specifically being in missional community with somebody, and a major decision was made, and then we were informed of that decision. And I remember actually going away that night somewhat frustrated and also thinking, man, that was a huge deal. I think it would have been wise to, and I think there even might be some regret there later. And so in light of that, I think it would be wise to invite some people back into that. But it's also too late. And so, you know, I think we all have those categories, and we don't even realize it, that they're there.
What puts things into the category? What do you think the criteria is for the category of, oh, these are decisions I can just make on my own without sort of inviting anyone else into the conversation?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's this whole, the whole area of this is private, whether that comes to
sex life,
money, life, finances, how many kids should we have? Should we not have any more kids? All and then therefore, what should we do about that? All of those seem to be private issues that I should be able to decide. But I think in a healthy community, you should be able to bring those things forward and say, hey, we're struggling with this, or I'm considering this, or I'm considering taking this job, but that moves me away from this actual particular community. What do you guys think of that?
Yeah.
And things like
you
that.
You said these, in a healthy community, these should be the kind of things we can bring forward, which is true. I want to take it even a step deeper and say that I think the gospel changes the way we ought to be making decisions. Mm-hmm. So, in other words, if the primary metaphor in the New Testament is family, that's the metaphor for the church, and I'm in a healthy family, right? A healthy family, these conversations happen. So if you just think about just a husband and wife, they'll talk about things that are very private with each other. And even a broader family, if it's a healthy family, like in my family, I talk to my dad about, hey, should I buy this life insurance or not? Or, hey, when you were my age and you were trying to figure out your investments, what did you, you know, those are kind of conversations that are normal. Or even conversations about, hey, should we have another kid? Oftentimes the family is speaking into that. And so I think that the case I want to sort of make is that the gospel calls us into a different kind of life and puts us into a kind of community that ought to be different from what we call the lowest common denominator form of human community, which is if I'm chatting with my neighbor over the back fence or I'm at the baseball game, of course I'm not asking you how many more kids I should have or whether I should invest in this particular investment, because that's just not normal in terms of basic human interaction. But it should be normal for gospel community. And so I guess the conversation I want to have is, what is it about our culture or the ways we've been formed or even the tendency toward sin and selfishness we have that keeps us from that really being normal of like, hey, Dusty, I'm thinking about having some more kids. What's your thought? Or, hey, my wife and I are struggling with this particular decision. How would you guys speak into that? What keeps us from sort of putting that stuff on the table besides just sort of the privacy thing?
Yeah. Well, I think obviously pride does, in the sense that there's an obvious pride that I should be able to figure this out. And so I shouldn't actually need counsel on should we buy a bigger house, how many kids should we have. That's a decision my wife and I should be able to make, or should I take this job? That just seems like a logical decision that I should be able to make. And so I'm plagued by my own pride, in a sense, when it comes to making decisions in community.
That's a big one.
Yeah. I mean, if you're talking about a community of people, there's some things that are just going to be awkward to talk about for a certain period of time, right?
Sure.
But I think even beyond that awkwardness, there's just a tendency to, I don't want to talk about this with these people because I might not like what I hear.
Mm, yeah.
They might tell me something I don't want to do or might give me some good wisdom that I don't want to hear because it's going to make me not do something, you know?
So there's a, that's really good. So let's clarify, first of all, what we're not talking about is talk about every decision with your entire missional community.
Right. No.
Right. We are talking about there ought to be Christians in your life that these kinds of conversations are normal. That might be a subset of your missional community, but it should be normal that these would be the kind of, so just to clarify, because I think sometimes people get wrapped around the axle on, what do you mean by making decisions? I don't mean we talk about this at every church meeting or whatever.
Right.
But you guys both mentioned, so Justin, you mentioned pride, and Mike, you're sort of hitting on autonomy or this sense that if I invite counsel, then I'm sort of liable for what that counsel might be. And if I anticipate, oh, they're going to tell me something I don't want to hear or make me think about this decision in a way that I've already decided I don't want to think about it, then I have a vested interest in not inviting that.
Yep.
Is it okay to ask, can we discreetly tell stories of how we've seen this play out? Because I think there's, in other words, positive stories of where this has gone well or negative stories where there's been people who've made significant decisions that there's maybe consequences to not seeking counsel on a decision like that. So one that I've told from the pulpit, so I feel okay telling it, is a guy in Coramdale who was looking at two job offers when he got done with college, and Dusty, you sort of alluded to this. One was in Omaha, paid a lot less. One was move out of town with a very prestigious company, paid almost twice as much, but basically we ship you out to a job site that you don't have any community there. And as he was reasoning through that decision for the place he was in his own spiritual development, he said, I think the most significant factor in this decision is my church community and my spiritual well-being. So I'm going to choose to take this lesser paying job and stay here where I know that I have a church community of people that I already am in relationship with, rather than going to someplace new, which might be adventurous and exciting, but it's going to leave me completely isolated spiritually. And I think that was one of the wisest decisions this particular person ever made, and God has greatly blessed that decision. So now he's gotten promoted. I mean, you know, he's in a way better place vocationally now, but that was a tough decision to make when you're out of college looking at twice as much money and going, yeah, for Jesus, I don't think that's the right decision. You know?
Right. Yeah, and I would just add, there's a lot of wisdom in that, and that's not just a good example because he made the right call there, I think, and he's thriving in community here. I think it's not the Jesus answer, right? Like he didn't just take the high road there and just take one for the team. He actually made a wise decision by inviting people into that, you particular, Bob, and then making the right call based on his spiritual well-being. And so there's a lot of self-awareness in that. There's a lot of wisdom behind that. I think one way to tackle it is to think about, if I make decisions in community and I may or may not like the thoughts that are out there in this wise counsel, that's a chance for me to be formed. And if I make decisions in isolation or all by myself, or it's just me and my wife, then I'm going to just inform. And so there's two different dichotomies here. I can either live my life in a way that I'm going to make decisions and inform my community and inform my family, or I can throw this thing out there and I actually need some help. Mm. I may or may not like what people have to say, but either way, it's a chance to be formed by other people and therefore by the gospel.
So are we asking people to come to their missional community or come to their pastors and say, hey, I need help with this? Or are we asking them to say, hey, I need specific answers? So for instance, should we have more kids? Are we looking to give answers like, yes, you should have two more kids? Or are we wanting to create an environment where we can give just helpful advice, good wisdom to help people make those decisions?
I like your categories, Dusty, of information and formation. I think they work the opposite way as well, meaning if you come and ask me that question, Mike, and my answer is, yeah, you should have two more kids, I'm just informing you of what I already think. But what I actually want to do is participate in your formation. So I want to follow up with a question like, well, tell me what your criteria are. Why are you facing this decision? What do you guys think? What conversations have you had? I just want to use it as an opportunity to be involved in what God's doing to form you, which is very different than, oh, yeah, let me give you my advice. And yeah.
Yeah. And I think, you know, we have to be fully aware that we are not genies, right? And so your community is not your magic eight ball to your life decisions. You're not going to necessarily give, sometimes you could just give them a direct answer and say, based on your lifestyle, based on your income, probably unwise at this juncture to have more children, right? So you could look at logic, but you could just say, Mike, I think the real answer here is no, I'm probably not going to just tell somebody what to do with their life. It's more, what is God doing in this? Mm-hmm. Why are you guys facing this decision? How can we be helpful? How can we be praying? And how can we actually help you make the best decision to the glory of God in this particular instance?
Yeah. I think it's helpful for people who have, you know, missional communities in their house, or they're meeting with people, that they know that they don't have the weight of, well, I've got to give these people direct answers.
Yeah, this is actually really important, because this is a place where missional communities really quickly go wrong.
Yep.
Is when people start giving advice. Well, if I were you, Mike, here's what I'd do. Or mm-hmm. when I was facing that decision, here's what I'd. That's mistaking information and formation. Mm. And I think if people begin to see what the reason God has put me in community is to help you discern what the Spirit is directing you toward. So it's not to be the Holy Spirit for you. Mm-hmm. It's to help you listen to the Holy Spirit and process things through the lens of biblical truth. So to your example, there's often conversations in our church about things like birth control and, you know, final sort of, should we be done having kids permanently, that kind of a thing. Those conversations have ethical implications and truth implications for Scripture. So it's not just about, is that the right decision for you? It's also about, hey, what are the broader sort of ethical conversations here that we need to have? And so there's a truth component that I want to help you investigate, but there's also the wisdom component of, hey, tell me how the Spirit's been guiding you in this. And if I'm a good friend and a faithful Christian brother or sister, I'm going to seek to play that role of helping you listen to the Holy Spirit instead of trying to be your Holy Spirit, sort of the immature mistake and the way that a lot of people sometimes go wrong in offering counsel.
Yeah, I think it's good to know. Bob, while you were talking about that, I was thinking about a new Christian. And so if I'm a new Christian, there are just certain things I need to know. And so I need to find one or two people in my life that can be consistently informing me on how to make good decisions, at least for the very beginning years of walking with Jesus and trying to be faithful to His Word and understand His Word along the way. But I think it's also good to note, we're not looking for opinions. We're looking for wise counsel. Because we all know that everyone has opinions. And so you have to be wise at even how you throw out, hey, we're considering this, I'm thinking about this job, should we move? You're not asking for everyone's opinion, because that's actually not helpful. You're asking for wise counsel, and that's why Proverbs talks about it that way. It doesn't say, go get everyone's opinion on this.
Okay,
we're actually plagued by everyone's opinion.
So that brings up a good question. So I'm in a missional community with three or four people who I really value their wise counsel, and three or four people who I just think are off. And, like, you know what I mean? I'm just like, yeah, you're going to give me your opinion, but I'm not going to value it. So, honestly, that's the perplexity for people. So, if that's the context, how Dusty, would you advise, how do I get wise counsel from people that I actually value their wisdom without just throwing it open and saying, hey, everybody give their opinion here? Or how do I respond to some? Let me ask the question differently. How do I respond to someone who maybe gives me an opinion that doesn't, that doesn't sort of seem to me wise or maybe helpful?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would always bounce that opinion. If I don't agree with that opinion and I don't share that opinion, it could still be right. So I need to bounce that off other people that I tend to trust, maybe more than I trust that person. So I think it's okay in the context of a good, we have to be careful here. We're also talking about good, healthy missional communities. We realize that they're not all good nor healthy. And so let's be careful there. But I think inside of every community, there's a few people that I trust more than I trust others.
Yeah.
And so, let's be okay with that.
Yeah.
And so I'm probably going to throw a big decision their way before I just throw it out on a Tuesday night with 18 to 20 people, right? And I think that's okay. I think you run the risk of, you know, hurting somebody's feelings along the way. And then I also think it's okay that you bring that entire thing back to that bigger community, because like we talked about last week, that whole thing is being shaped by everyone in the whole missional community. And so I might not have to converse and dominate RMC, our missional community that night with this big decision, but I can inform eventually, as long as there's been formation along the way with certain members in that missional community. And so I think we all know this as humans, who's wise, who's smart, who do I trust, who do I not trust. Mm. It's
You're saying the danger there is that I can make those judgments in my head and essentially just create, I'm only going to listen to the people I already agree with.
Right, right. And I think that's silly.
Yeah.
I think that's silly. We have to be humble enough and trust God enough in his sovereignty to speak through the very unexpected people.
Yeah.
And we see this in Scripture, right?
So, to me, the theological issue here is, to go back to what I said a few minutes ago, the reality of, do I really believe that the Holy Spirit is active and that one of the means the Holy Spirit uses to reveal wisdom is the community of believers?
Because
I think both those things are clear in Scripture. And so if I believe that one of the means the Holy Spirit's going to use in my life is wise counsel, then I'm going to seek it out. And if I don't seek it out, it's not just I'm not being a good member of a community or I'm not listening to the Wednesday Conversation podcast and doing what those guys say. It's I'm saying something about what I believe about the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm saying I don't believe the Holy Spirit is active through his people. I only believe the Holy Spirit acts through Scripture or through my own intuition, but not through the wisdom of a shared community. And I think we see in Scripture over and over again that many times the way that God brings his wisdom to bear, I think about in the Jerusalem Council in Acts 15, where at the end they say, it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us.
Right.
They have this big argument, you know, hashing out this theological issue. They say, you know what, after talking through this, it seems to the Holy Spirit and to us that this is what we should do. And so there's this sense of the Spirit has spoken through the community, hashing something out together, disagreeing a little bit, seeking wisdom in the midst of it.
Yep.
So how do we go forward for the average person listening who's saying, okay, great, so you're saying community is important decision-making. It's part of how the Holy Spirit brings counsel. Okay, so now let's get down to the nitty-gritty of I'm facing a job change or I'm facing a family question or some decision that I need to make. How do I go about seeking wisdom in that or pursuing some counsel for someone who maybe is a little more hesitant to sort of put it out there?
Mm-hmm. Well, I would do a little bit of homework and look at history in your own life and say, who are the people that I actually trust? And that list can be short, but there needs to be a list. And so there needs to be a handful of people on that list. And hopefully some of them are in your weekly rhythm of community, I would hope. And if not, then that's a whole nother podcast and conversation probably. And then with that, Let's put this decision before them. Let's get some counsel from those particular people first, and then bring in the broader circles. And I also think, going back to opinions versus wise counsel, I could get in trouble for this, but I'll go ahead and say it. Don't ask the people where you already know their opinion. There's a bunch of opinions out there. You already know what certain people think. If you know that that's not going to be helpful, then don't ask them. If you already know their answer, so that we're walking the fine line here between I need to throw this out to my community, but I also already know their opinion on this matter based on how they've lived or made these decisions themselves or what their opinion of me is particularly. So walk that line with wisdom and ask wise people.
One thing you mentioned there that I just want to reiterate, Dusty, is the importance of asking. Here's the mistake I see a lot of people make is I assume I already know what your opinion is. Mm-hmm. So like for you, for instance, right? You have five kids working on your sixth.
Yep.
You're homeschooling your kids. I'm going to assume, Dusty's probably in favor of having a lot of kids and homeschooling, right?
Yeah, I must be crazy.
Yeah. You must be. If I asked you about those things, I'm already assuming what your answer is going to be, which might actually be completely not true.
Yeah, it's not most of the time.
but so I think that there's a need to reserve my assumptions and to say, look, I've got to ask because if I'm talking to a wise and mature Christian friend, they're not going to replicate their own experience in my life. They're going to want to help me discern what's right for who I am and for what God's doing with me. And so let me not just assume, and we run into this a lot with issues like education or issues even like birth control, where there's a certain number of people in our church who practice something, you know, in one of these categories. And so people assume, this church must believe X. Actually, no, there's a large diversity of people in our church with a large diversity of well-thought-out convictions on various things. And you don't know until you ask.
Right.
And so like you're saying, it's really wise to defer judgment or to sort of, you know, step back from my assumptions and go, actually, I should just go ask Dusty what he thinks about this and ask him to provide some counsel to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to put you, I don't think everybody in the church should come ask you, but
yeah,
actually,
thanks for that.
Yeah, actually, we want them to have this conversation
Dusty
within
at cdomaha.com.
Yeah, thanks for that. No, it's funny that you use that example because I've actually heard from a couple in our church that only had a couple kids and they felt this unwanted pressure to have more. And I just said, well, where's that pressure coming from? I mean, nobody's telling you one way or the other that you should have more kids. Now, side note, if the Holy Spirit's prompting you to have more kids, then that's a totally different conversation. But let's just have it in community. Don't assume, to your point, Bob, don't assume that I know everyone's answer already.
If I can bring us back to what I think the most helpful thing you said, Dusty, in this conversation is that distinction between informing and forming. And we keep coming back to issues of formation because really what our theological conviction is that every circumstance of life is a way that God is forming us into his image. And so if I'm really serious about being in community and about experiencing transformation, I see the decisions I need to make as a means of an opportunity for formation mm-hmm. into the image of Christ's likeness. That's very different from, hey, since you're my friend, I'm going to inform you of a decision I've already made in isolation by myself because I have this vague sense that it's the right decision to make.
Right.
And so when I just inform you, I cut you out of the process mm-hmm. of helping to be a means of God's formation in my life, and I assume that I don't actually need to be formed.
Right.
Right. And so it's I'm informing you, but not honoring the role God's asked you to play, and I think the calling God's put on my life to be in community. So I thought it'd be interesting to just tell a story in my own life of how this has worked for me. And I think you'll remember this. 4 years ago, I was asked by Acts 29 to move to a different city and take on a different role. And so that came just an odd time in Coram Deo's history. And I got you and Walker and Justin mm-hmm. Together, and I said, hey, here's this opportunity that's come. What should I do? Like, mm-hmm. how would you? I need you guys to speak into and give some counsel here. And what was great about that was, one, I trusted that you guys cared about the good of the church and the broader movement we're a part of. So I felt like you're going to see the pros and cons on both sides. And I know you want me to thrive. And so there's a sense of that being a very safe and trusted conversation to have mm-hmm. that you're going to think through that decision with a question of what's best for me, what's best for the church, what's best for the movement.
Right.
And coming out of that was a really formative conversation for me just to go, okay, I think I gained some grid, some wisdom, some things to think about as I then took that back and my wife and I began to pray through, all right, what are the things we need to be asking the Lord for in this decision? So that was just a particular instance in my life of practicing what we're talking about here in terms of practical living out of community and seeing God use that to confirm a decision to stay here and persist in the particular calling that mm-hmm. I have here, and that was the right decision.
Yep.
Well, that'll do it for this week's conversation. We want to invite you to join the conversation or suggest conversation topics by tweeting us at @CorumDeoOmaha on Twitter. So we'll talk to you all again next week on the Wednesday Conversation.